It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. This one, I think I have more guests, Jim Russell, than ever before.
Well, that's a long time since the studio's been this full.
Ever. No, and they're all coming in different waves, right? Like comfortably numb Jess Knutson. You're only coming through in waves.
Comfortably numb Jess Knutson, is that what you just said?
Did I just put that all together? How are you, sir?
Good. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Tuesday. It's not Fat Tuesday, but I'm fat, dumb, and happy today, so there you go.
Perfect.
Perfect. We have a very special guest in the studio, and we're very well known here on Speak Out for the Havasu Pioneers radio show, but this is the actual president of the Havasu Pioneers, Tony Aide. Welcome.
Hi.
It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy to be here.
But you're here on a special mission. I was gonna have you on with the mayor, and I thought, you know what? After your story, you need money to, you're raising money for a new Christmas tree at Wheeler Park because of the one that's standing, but it's not going to be standing for long. So I wanted to bring Jess in because you're working with Anthony already on this project.
I am, yes.
Tell us what's happening with the Christmas tree project at Wheeler Park.
At Wheeler Park, it's been standing for 40 years where that has been the city Christmas tree. And as we know, last year was brutal heat here, and it started the decline of the tree, and this summer finished it off, so
we'll
be saying goodbye to that.
Ron Foggins, our public works director here in Lake Havasu City, and he's in the dugout right now.
He's in the green room.
Getting ready to get on deck, and Ron was telling me, he's from the Pacific Northwest originally, and trees actually have a lifespan. I didn't know that. I just thought, water them and they'll live forever. I guess not. So
no, they don't. And that's part of what I try to explain to people. 40 years in the desert, especially, is a long time for any tree.
And when that's not your climate,
yes,
your native climate. So what's the plan then, Tony? What is the plan to replace that tree? Money-wise, you have something going on.
Yes, I had contacted them and offered, not going through the whole committee, but kind of on my own as a pioneer and as the president. I said, hey, this is a project we'd like to be involved in. And so it was kind of a hurry up and wait. You know, they were like, oh, we're going to try and save the tree, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then it was the panic call. It's not going to live.
That's what I heard. How do we determine that the tree is dead, Jess?
So Craig Geary is our arborist, city staff, and nobody loves trees more than Craig Geary.
Well, he's an arborist.
And I think a little bit of...
Don't get to say that often.
Right? No, but Craig is wonderful, and he's done everything that he can do over the last couple years as the decline and the heat has taken place. You know, the intense summer heat the last two summers, even prior to this one, it just gets, the ground gets so hot and the roots take up impact. And so Craig was trying to do all he can to save that tree. Yeah, there's a lot of history in that tree. You know, very proud of the story and the history and everything that that tree stands for, right? And
right.
So we were, the tree's not going to make it. Oh, there's a chance it can make it. It's not going to make it. Oh, there's a chance it can make it. And then, as you said, Tony, the pinnacle.
Yep.
It's not going to make it.
Now, Tony, you're working with Assistant City Manager Anthony Kozlowski, correct?
I have been, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the plan of attack right now? I hear it's a GoFundMe page. Is that correct?
I have set up a GoFundMe page. It's on Facebook. And our goal is 10,000 plus. They have assured me that that will pay for everything that needs to be done. So we're not talking just a tree here. We're talking new plumbing, new soil. They want to reinforce. It's got a little, you know, bricks around it to look pretty. They need to reinforce all that. So we're pretty much starting from scratch.
How big a tree does that,
thank you,
does that get?
We are not getting a sapling. That's, okay. You know, we are going for as big as we can afford.
Uh-huh.
They are going to try and buy local and hoping that someone local can bring that in. Uh-huh. We can't guarantee that.
How tall is the tree now? The one that's,
ooh,
there?
40 feet?
It's about 40 feet. 40,
yeah, it's got to be 40 feet.
And so we're talking about a fraction of that.
Half that. We're hoping for
20 feet?
Oh, yes.
That's a substantial, yes, tree then.
Is there a goal then to save the event called the Christmas Tree Lighting for this year or to put it off until next year? We're going to wait and see on that?
It's a loaded question.
It's not really loaded. There's a lot
there. I'm just saying because it's a goal.
You're planting a brand new tree, and
right,
probably the best thing for a brand new tree would be to put decorations on it right away. So we're looking for more for the long term and making sure that we start a new story with the location, right, of that tree. We are planning for something at Main Street Commons in the meantime. So we want to get back to our roots, right, pun intended.
Nice.
Yeah. But in the meantime, for this year, we do have plans for a panel holiday tree at Main Street Commons. And that one, I believe, is upwards of 50 to 70 feet.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so that one's huge.
Yeah, so it's a huge tree, uh-huh, that we're going to do over in that location. That's not going to replace the good things that are going to happen in the long term at Wheeler Park, and but we want to, we want to get,
yeah,
festive.
Yeah, but that's new school with the message board and all that on there. Whatever you guys are going to do, right?
Oh, not no. So it's in the message board. Not there, no, yeah. It'll have Paul Leroy's head at the top of it.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Oh, like the whole London Bridge thing, right? Where they put the heads, yeah, on the spikes or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you had a question though, I believe about.
Well, I was just thinking that didn't Snoopy and Charlie Brown do this whole thing?
maybe so.
You could compare it to a long time ago. Yes.
Oh, the tiny tree?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So did you get with Craig Geary, too, about the certified arborist, about how the care and planning of the tree? And
I have not personally talked to,
oh, okay,
him. I will be. But that's why I was saying it was a loaded question, mm-hmm, because they are – the city itself is doing some other things. This tree will not be ready for Christmas.
See, I was thinking just go for it.
Yeah, well, you think like me.
Right. What could go wrong?
You know, right. It's like putting Trey Lance in the NFL, right?
There you,
yes,
go.
Yes. Just throw him in.
Yeah.
But so the goal is 10,000.
The goal is a minimum of 10,000.
Okay, and you have a Facebook page for the Havasu Pioneers.
Yes.
And the link is on that page.
I put it on my personal page, and I put it in the Pioneer page, and I put it in the high school reunion page,
wow,
which is, I run the high schools, right, from 70 to 76, so I put it on that, too. We're at about 1,500.
Well, after this show, you'll be at about, yeah, 1,501.
Good.
No, I'm kidding.
We will take each dollar.
is there a push for corporate donations too, like go to different companies and say, hey, you've been in Havasu forever, you know, the Mansell Weldings and those?
Yeah, I have not done,
okay,
that. That would be ideal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty rushed thing,
right,
getting it out there so that we could get it set up as fast as we could. This is planting season. You know, you don't want to wait and,
right,
run into the summer,
sure,
and do all that. So we wanted to get some good roots during, you know, Pioneers are very old-fashioned. So I admire that the city's doing some new things. But we want to keep the roots alive.
Yes.
Yes, so. You should have heard me booking this interview with Tony. I said, can you put me in touch with someone with the committee? And she's like, I am the committee.
So I just went to the GoFundMe.com page, and I typed in Havasu Pioneers. And the first one on the list is Help Like Havasu Replace Beloved Christmas Tree.
That's awesome. Yay. Yeah. Thanks for
Thank
the tip.
You. Yeah. Thank
I
you.
Trust
amazing.
You made a generous donation while you were there.
We're at 1,501.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Well, all joking aside, we're gonna have to share that link on all of our Facebook pages, and we'll put some publicity out there for you news-wise and that.
That'd be wonderful. Too. I am not good with computers, so I did my best. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'm welcome to help.
Well, can I get you for a follow-up interview then when all the money's collected and GoFundMe's taken care of?
Absolutely.
So, okay, perfect.
And then we do have something, and I believe, Tony, you're involved with this, right? November 7th?
Yes.
Okay. Then we're gonna do a bit of a ceremony, and as we retire the Frederico tree and tell that story and of what it's meant to Havasu over the last 40 years, and so you know we don't want to just abruptly change courses. We want to respect the past, and so I'll be on November 7th. We'll have some details coming out. And thank you so much for being part of that.
Well, I get goosebumps just hearing you talk about it. I literally did. I wasn't expecting that. But I've gotten such good feedback about people talking about Santa. And I'm talking pioneers who were 5 years old, you know, and Santa coming. And, yes, so it's a deep tradition.
That's awesome. Cool.
There's a lot of traditions in this town, and we want to keep that one going, especially with the Christmas tree. We've got a new Christmas tree tradition, and we have the old tree tradition.
Progress. So
what better place to put it and keep it at Wheeler Park, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Tony Ade is our guest. She's the president of the Havasu Pioneers, the official president of the official Pioneers.
Official Pioneers.
All right. Well, it's so nice to meet you. And again, folks, we'll get that information out there. We'll keep it in your heads as far as where to go to search on for the GoFundMe on our Facebook pages, and then hopefully we'll get it on the DSM Events Facebook page too, right?
Sure.
You have one of those, right?
We have everything.
Well, there you go. And like I said, the $10,000 is a minimum.
Right.
You know, they're like, we're going to try and do it for that. So,
well, you got to pay for the tree. Yeah. You got to pay for irrigation, masonry possibly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get
it's a big process.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Tony, thanks for being here.
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it.
We're going to take.
Thank you for what you're doing.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I love Lake Havasu.
Right. Phenomenal.
We're going to come back with Jess and Public Works Director Ron Foggin. And Jim Russell, of course, who has been here forever, ever since he sat down in that chair. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. So, all right, back with more in a moment on Speak Out. You can participate as well. Maybe you want to make a pledge and then go to the GoFundMe page, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Pledge, I don't know, a trip to the ATM. What's that? It used to be $20. I think it's $40 now, right? Unless you're Jess.
Then it's five.
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. You know, you have to follow an interview like that with The Trees by Rush. Of course. You know that song, Jess?
It's a good one.
You know it?
I've heard it many times.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. The Oaks are just too greedy. And I got Marissa June peeking in here like, yes, great job. She's giving me the, you know, rock on. I think she's holding up a cigarette lighter.
Oh,
better be careful about that, though. I'm just saying. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part, of course, by City Maytag. And we are broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. Find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just Meats. All the cuts all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning. Springberg Wealth Management. Blonzy Steakhouse. Jim's favorite place for
breakfast.
Yeah, and the
best place in town for breakfast.
I eat breakfast there for dinner.
Yes, me too.
It's fantastic, right? And A&B Propane. give them a shout out online or visit them online at abpropaneaz.com. There. So we got Ron Foggin in the studio, too.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you.
I learned something today thanks to you.
Well,
trees have a lifespan.
They do.
You go through life and you see these redwoods and, you know, what is the giant redwood forest and that, right. And you think, oh, yeah, trees live forever just like they do.
Yep.
But they don't.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's happening in public works? You finished Jamaica, much to the chagrin of a lot of drivers that didn't know Jamaica was closed for a minute,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, those the orange cones always cause a little bit of angst, but you can't progress without them. And
right.
So I will say that Jamaica's 98% done. They got to come back and set the valve cans for water. But the paving's all done, went great, done on time, done under budget, so really happy about the results of it. Great job. Sunland was the contractor that got that. If you drive it, it's fantastic. It's a very nice ride.
Back in the day when I put buttons on roads and striping and yep. that sort of thing and signage and that, the road... It had to be signed off. Normally, if it was a certified job, it was by the state or the county or whatever. Is that what the city does in this case?
We require all the traffic control sign off that you would expect anywhere. I would say that we're probably a little bit easier to work with, but our standards are as high as theirs.
Wow. It seems like I know Ron was a city manager at one time, and then now it's like a whole new ball game as far as public works goes, right?
Yes, sir.
How many employees are in public works in Lake Havasu?
I think we have about 135.
Wow. Gee. That's almost as many as you have there, Jeff.
Yeah, we think about all the divisions within public works, right?
Yeah. So no, I don't. But yeah. What are they?
Yeah, so Public Works is responsible for we have admin, so engineering, we have all the project management that goes with all these projects. We have GIS and fixed assets.
What's GIS?
Global.
Geographic Information
yeah,
System.
Yeah, that's it.
I almost threw a flag on the play. He doesn't know.
Yeah, I know GIS. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the acronym.
Acronyms.
We have an acronym rule.
Yeah.
It's like the NFL around here.
Yeah. So on that's kind of the admin side of it. For our divisions, we have the airport, we have water, wastewater, streets, building maintenance, fleet services.
Gosh.
We're providing the essential services of this community.
Facility maintenance.
Everything but the aquatic center.
Fleet services. I mean, I don't remember the last time I heard that number, but we have well over 500 pieces of equipment.
Actually, we're over 600.
600 right, pieces right. of equipment, yeah. Like lawnmowers to pickup trucks, to fire engines, to police vehicles, all those types of things that we do.
I didn't get a chance to look at the agenda, but what's the big item on the agenda tonight, or items for the city council meeting?
There's a couple items on there. One, we have just the first review, so we're soliciting feedback from the public as we introduce two items that comes down basically to one, but we're looking to update the fire code and the building code. Right now we're on the 2018 version and looking to move to the 2024 version of the building code and fire code. So we've had a couple of meetings, Jeff Tuneman and his team, Stephen Blake, our building official, and their respective teams, and with the contractors and sending out emails, letters, and trying to solicit as much feedback as possible. So we want to make sure that we're doing it in a way that makes life easier for our contractors.
It might not be perceived as such.
Well, some versions, when you go to a version, that there can be a lot associated with it, and it can be a real headache or a real burden. The goal of the building and fire codes, obviously, is to make people safe.
Yeah.
So when there's new construction of a new home or a commercial building, we want to make sure that it's constructed in a way that people can feel relieved and happy about that construction. But one other item on there that Ron can talk a little bit about is we have a professional service agreement for bringing effluent to three of our parks.
Yep.
So that's with Rotary, Cypress Park, and Jack Hardy Park,
correct.
I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
So that right now we have potable water at those locations and looking to bring tap into our effluent system to bring effluent to the parks for grass. We've been doing it in London Bridge Beach Park for 5 years, probably, somewhere in that time frame. So it's been very successful. It's a great water conservation approach. It is a cost savings measure and provides our parks and our fields with as much water as they need for the grass to be healthy and beautiful.
Does that require a completely separate piping system
yes.
to deliver that? Aren't those costs horrific?
Yeah, so that's what we're going through. The design will be coming through up for council consideration this evening.
Uh-huh.
We received a grant on that one.
Correct.
Ron, was it 2.5?
From the Army Corps of Engineers.
Army Corps of Engineers. I believe it was a $2.5 million grant. That we got for the project. They were looking for projects that were tied to water conservation. So I think we submitted a couple different projects, one for just water main replacement, and then they like this one. So this is the one that they awarded for that. And great project, and we're looking forward to it.
So let's talk about the Commons real quick, because I'm pretty sure you're going to be open. The first Friday is going to be at the Main Street Commons, correct?
Partnership for Economic Development is looking at November 7th for their first Friday event. There's a few things that we're working with them on in terms of power, but it looks like all signs point in that direction.
So will there be restrooms by that date?
Oh no, nowhere near. Okay. There'll be porta potties.
Okay,
right. But so the last city council meeting, the council approved. I think it was the last one, right? Approved the construction of restrooms, a concession building, and then completion of the shade structures at that location. The shade structures, if I recall correctly, Ron, was a 90-day construction time frame.
Correct.
And then the restrooms and concession building was a 6-month time frame.
Yep.
So we'll try to meet those timelines, but that's what we're looking at.
But it is ready. I mean, I was going to ask Sean that question too. Sean Buckley's coming on after the bottom of the hour,
and he'll be on the council meeting tonight too.
Of course, from Go Lake Havasu. And then we're going to have Dan De Los Santos coming in to talk about the beard and mustache contest that's this weekend. So it's a 5-guest show.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything we missed as far as what's happening, between now and the next council meeting?
There's lots of projects. Ron, is anybody that's happy that the work is almost completed on Jamaica? So Ron's going to go after those folks, and we're starting work on Acoma.
Was there a traffic signal going in? Where was it?
Jamaica and McCulloch.
And McCulloch,
and that's
yes.
It's an ADOT project that's overseen by ADOT.
Really? Why is that?
That was dollars that was identified through our MPO, our Metropolitan Planning Organization, and so that was identified as a need.
Is that unusual, though, an ADOT project on city? That's city property, correct?
Sure, city property. No, we've had a few of those. We're always seeking outside dollars that to offset any taxpayer contributions.
Let me rephrase that.
Look at the Hawk system on Acoma. That was an ADOT project on City Street.
That's so what I'm saying. City Street crossway. Away from Highway 95, of course.
So there's a Highway Safety Improvement Funds. Mm-hmm. We're digging into these, meaning these acronyms. HSIP is what we call it.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah. So we identify there's dollars, federal dollars that are available every year through the MPO, and we look at crash data, deaths, whether pedestrian or vehicular, or otherwise, and we identify. Mm. It's a very strange meeting when we sit down and look at all the crash data.
Gosh.
and then based on these intersections of where death, fatalities, accidents, other things that have occurred, then those intersections are eligible for outside dollars for improvements. And so there was a pedestrian, I believe. I don't recall exactly the specifics at Jamaica and McCulloch that brought that intersection forward for eligibility.
Notice how I didn't talk about medians.
ADOT medians.
No, okay. Whichever, because people call in, they think the city's in charge of those medians out there on the highway.
The ADOT medians on the highway? No, those are
the ADOT medians.
ADOT.
That's what we call them now?
Well, that's what they are.
Jim, have you seen the social media comments?
No.
Oh, boy. They're almost as bad as roundabouts.
I mean, I think we talked about it at the last show too, Paul, but as far as the design of what those medians were going to look like, we knew when the rebar was going up as far as the design.
Mm-hmm.
The city and myself, 100%, were in favor of some type of barrier that was going to go on Highway 95 that was going to reduce the risk of these oncoming collisions that were taking place.
Head-on.
Head-on collisions.
Couldn't it have been addressed with Tri-Rail, though?
K-Rail?
K-Rail.
Yeah, maybe
I'm talking about metal guardrail. It's called Tri-Rail.
So Tri-Rail and the metal guardrails. The K-Rail is basically the concrete that you see in abutments that you see in Vegas or in the Phoenix area. There's a couple different ways of going about that, where they were located in terms of the yellow line and all those types of things. We weren't part of those conversations, but we were all for reducing head-on collisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
drivers with medical conditions, a stroke, a heart attack, driving down the road was veering off into oncoming traffic, and we're having people are. In one case, I think I cried when I read the newspaper article or the police report that came in when he had a young family that was involved in a head-on collision.
A couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just tragic. So we wanted to reduce that from happening again, and we're supportive of that, but we were not involved in the ADOT median, ADOT design, ADOT project.
Notice how he paused for a second?
Yes.
It's because he heard the Beastie Boys in his ear. Right?
Yeah.
Jessica Knudsen, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Ron.
We'll
thank
try
you,
to get you back to an hour real soon, I hope. So, I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me know.
All right.
Happy to help.
City Manager Jessica Knudsen, along with Public Works Director Ron Foggin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for teaching me about trees today.
You need to talk to other people.
It's not a good day unless Paul's learning something, all right? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why I host the show. Yeah. I learn something.
Yes.
All right. Jim Russell and I will be right back. We'll have Sean Buckley from Go Lake Havasu.
Yes, indeed.
Right?
That's your buddy. Get to talk about events.
That's all you do with Sean Buckley is events.
That's right.
Right.
It's a pleasure to work with him.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, we're back on Speak Out. We're rocking with Doc, and that's your nickname now, man. You know that, right?
Rocking with Doc.
That's it.
Love it.
Oh. Sean Buckley, CEO?
CEO.
Of Go Lake Havasu.
Head of the Office of Tourism here at Lake Havasu.
I think, if projections are correct, that Dan De Los Santos will be here shortly to talk about his event that's coming up. Are you involved with that at all?
What are we talking about? I'm sorry.
The beard and mustache contest.
A little bit. I mean, it's kind of a peripheral event for London Bridge Day.
Right.
So yeah.
Right,
sure,
right.
Sure. So I haven't been to it. I haven't seen it. Obviously, it's still in my first year.
Same
so I'm
here.
Curious about it. Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is my how many years here? And I haven't seen it either. But I'm playing. I think I'm playing this weekend. Anyway, yeah, I am actually. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College. SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, also Dorita's Place, home of the doggy washes.
Doggy wash, yeah.
Yeah, you love those. Yeah. Jim Very thinks clever. That the pet dog, what is it called? The doggy wash.
Doggy wash, I think, yeah.
Jim thinks a doggy wash is something that involves a conveyor belt and chaining a dog to the conveyor belt.
Is he wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
It involves a tub, a hose, and, you know, water.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's not like a car wash for puppies. Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
Not on
a conveyor belt, folks, all right? Also, the Lewis team rematched by the lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis and Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. LookyLou'sHabsu.com. Do we have to say it?
You die, I buy.
I'm not going anywhere. You first, all right?
Hey.
All right, Sean Buckley's here. This is one of my favorite days of the month as far as guests go, and tomorrow.
It's Docking Day. What's not to love about these days?
Jess and you, I got great music, and then tomorrow I got some crazy people on called the Real Estate Power Hour.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's become a really popular segment or show.
Yes.
So, that's why I like it when you're here.
But, I love being here. Thank you.
It's all about, you said, when you walked in the comments.
Yeah, yeah. The commons are a very, very hot topic right now.
Main Street Commons.
The Main Street Commons. And we're really excited about it because November 7th is the first of the series of the First Friday events for 2025-2026. And Go Lake Havasu is the title sponsor of that this year. So we're really, really excited about partnering with the Economic Development Division, working with Jillian, working with James and their team and getting this off the ground, some of the branding, some of the aesthetics that they've proposed and that they've shown us for how they're going to skin the commons, how it's going to present is going to be gorgeous, you know. So we're really excited about that kicking off in November and great season to come from it.
There's a lot of groups around town that are excited about it too because we were ready at Silent Witness to start in October, and it's like, no, we're going to push it to November because that's when everything's going to really ramp up.
We wanted it done right, you know, and I stood by James on that one. That was a tough sell for his board, tough sell for my board, but, you know, we did not want to piecemeal this together. This was an important launch for us, an important alliance for us to share as part of the co-sponsorship, so we're glad that we're doing it right. We're excited for the Commons to be the home for it, and it's going to be a great event.
You say a tough sell for the board. In what way?
Oh, just in the timing. You know, I mean, everybody's like you're saying, everybody wants First Friday to kick off when First Friday would kick off.
And when the weather's decent, right?
And that's the deal. You know, the weather's going to play ball. The Commons are ready for us. You know, it's going to be terrific. We're really excited. But I also don't want to skip over myself here because Jim's across the table and we're fresh off the IJSBA, which was a killer event top to bottom. I don't know about his experience, but from Go Lake Havasu's, I mean, it was a win. It was a huge win.
You look like
all the way
a freestyle guy.
Thank you.
I mean, you look like you would be on the back of one of those things doing a freestyle.
Look, I'm telling you,
this guy is crazy, man. He looks like an adventurer.
20 years off the calendar, and those guys are going to have their hands full with me. That looks like a lot of fun out there. That was the first time I had seen that, too, and that was a terrific event. The freestyles were phenomenal. Athletes. Absolutely.
Is that Vox event still?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Vox has an event of his own that's a qualifier for the IGSBA World Finals. That's the Saturday before the big one in the channel. By Go Lake,
you got to introduce those two, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to introduce Sean to Vok. Yes. He called him the Iceman. He looks just like Val Kilmer in the first Top
and
Gun.
His name is Vok? I love Vok. Him. Oh, that's great.
I can't remember the last name.
Vok Zelensky.
Oh, and no, he's Zacek, right?
Zacek.
Yeah, he's from Czechoslovakia. He was in a boy band when he was a teenager.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Czech New Kids?
I mean, totally. I play that music when he's on. It's wild.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's wild. So so you got to see, what was your favorite part of the World Finals?
I'll tell you, and this is kind of strange, but it's one of the luxuries of living here, I think, is that I got to watch them practice. You know, everybody shows up for the freestyle. Yeah. They show up on that Saturday or that Friday night or whatever that was this weekend, but we got to watch them for about a week ahead of time over there, you know, by Body Beach, and they're buzzing around and they're flying around, you know, and it's just a fantastic culture to support in Lake Havasu. Yes. What a just a beautiful fit for that. And so we're, you know, Jim and I are a little bit fatigued coming off of the heels of that, and we're looking forward to next weekend already. You know, we've got the London Bridge Days parade coming up.
Now I'm going to back up for just a second. We have time.
Oh yeah.
So just chill. So Scott Frazier was on the show a week ago today.
Good.
Scott's pretty intense guy. He's looking at evolving the World Finals into something that's a little, you know, instead of 10, 15 years ago marketing and events, turning it into a week-long, all-immersive. I don't know. He said that that you were involved with this, too, and there were some ideas floating around.
And there were a lot of pillars that we were trying to set in place this year to set the framework for next year, and some of that storytelling, you know, and some of that cultural enrichment. I think that's where Scott's going with this. I mean, we really do have a week-long celebration of that culture, of that activity going on in Havasu, really uncontested. And so he, you know, we had shared some ideas about getting a little bit more candid with some of the riders, some of the teams, you know, getting to know some of those participants on a personal level and marketing the event as a more inclusive type of showcase, you know, than maybe it has been. I can't speak to how it was marketed, obviously, 10 to 15 years ago, but just seeing what we did right this year and what we could do even better next year is what gets me excited.
What did you really like about the event itself? As far did you like the fact that it goes out all over the world on the internet? Drone coverage, I would imagine you have.
Yeah, you know, and I got to separate that because for me, it looks very similar to what I associate Lake Havasu City with. Just almost any day at Body Beach, you're going to see a lot of these features and these activities, and that's really cool. From my perspective as leader, leader of Go Lake Havasu, that's where the value comes in, Paul, is that this stretched, you know, across the borders of the states. It got around the world with some of the participants, with some of the marketing. You know, so I think this had some very real merit and a very, very positive message to send from our community.
Jim, was there a message from Scott that maybe hasn't come back all the way from COVID?
That's correct.
Okay.
And a whole lot of things, as we all know, a whole lot of things were affected by COVID. Events in general were affected by COVID. They are different than they were before.
Well, this is way different because you have international competitors.
Yeah.
Right. And so how do you build that back?
Really, it's experiential.
Million dollar question?
That is, and I don't know if we're doing that. I'm trying to do that. You know, I mean, based on our own lens and the way that I can see this event and the way that I can translate that through Go Lake Havasu's megaphone.
Okay.
You know, for example, I mean, we're doing that in real time. So we're always going out with different messages, different activity focuses, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
But next March, you know, we're going to be visiting the Go West Summit in Las Vegas. We attended that this year in Palm Springs. That's the international showcase. So when we go out there and we talk with some of these delegates from various European countries that may have had riders in entry or participation or any interest in the event, then we can showcase that. We can leverage that. We can say Lake Havasu is the home of the World Finals.
I would imagine there are some travel barriers that go on, too,
that
you need to kind of overcome to increase that participation.
Right. And it ebbs and flows. And right now, you know, the political climate is not very favorable to some markets internationally.
Yes, yes.
So that's some of what we're contending with.
And the international travel is affected by economies that we may not even understand.
Exactly right.
That can have a dramatic effect.
Yep.
And one of the things that Scott is trying to do, forever, the World Finals has the greatest duration of time of impact on the city of any event. The event itself is 8 days long, and these people come from all over the world. They don't come for 8 days. They come for a month, you know, and bring a team for a month.
That huge statement coming from the event organizer of Desert Storm. I mean, that's, you know, that well, carries some weight.
Yes.
You bet.
Well, the impacts were huge, like where I live. I live in a condominium community.
Yeah.
The parking lot went from, I mean, I have a garage, but I do look at parking lots, you know, four cars to 40.
You bet.
You know, and all the properties that are around where I live.
And it makes sense because the participants and their teams are here for so long that they, you know, they look to economize, perhaps unfortunately, on our hospitality industry by renting houses. But one of the other things that Scott was looking to do is to build a component of the recreational sport into it and identify it with the international competition part of the overall sport.
So I got you.
That was with a poker run and things to start building that as a separate component but concurrent with it.
So again, we're talking with Sean Buckley. He is the CEO at Go Lake Havasu. And before I so rudely cut you off,
no,
you wanted to go to the parade.
Oh, yeah, right? Here I am skipping steps.
All right, so I'm going to give you the floor here. You've got the Grand Marshal baton, if you will.
And the bass drum, you bet.
No, that's me.
Is that, you're on bass? You're on bass?
Tell us what to expect this year for the London Bridge Days Parade.
Well, and I was hoping you'd tell me, you know, because, again, I haven't been to the London Bridge Days Parade.
But you guys
Parade,
are
so
a major partner,
we
correct?
We are orchestrating the event. We've teamed up with DSM. It's a Go Lake Havasu event. It's brought to you by Go Lake Havasu this year, so we're extremely excited to bring this to the community to keep the event alive. And just talking with Jim prior to the show, it sounds like we've got some pretty impressive registration attendance so far. We're pushing 90 registrants. We'll have close to 90 folks in this year's parade, which is terrific, right out of
the
gate for us to
11
get
days out?
Yeah.
90?
Well, and we've shut off. Now we shut off over accepting more over the weekend because staging them is too complicated.
Right.
And we just can't take late entries.
Yeah, so
they could go to the back of the parade and hence not a desirable
position. No, I understand. You have certain clubs going certain places, and I get that.
Yeah.
You still are you going to keep the pontoon boats this year for the stands, the announcer stands?
One will be one of our stages. The live feed one will be an actual stage.
Wait, live feed?
It will be right adjacent to the live stream.
So we're streaming on the internet now.
Yes.
How long's that been going on?
This is our first year.
Oh, wow.
First year.
That's wild.
I believe it has not been done before. I doubt if we'll attract the international interest that perhaps the World Finals
right.
does. But,
more importantly, it demonstrates activity. You know, there's yes. always something going on, and that's what's exciting. We had IGSBA last weekend. We have Relics and Rods this weekend. We've got the London Bridge Days Parade next weekend. You know, sequentially, if we can demonstrate this type of vibrance in our city, we'll continue to attract the attention. Yeah. That ripple effect never dies.
And this is a quality of life event.
Right.
You know, this isn't a, you know, throw down your ticket, your entry ticket price and things. This is a quality of life for living in Havasu.
That's an amazing segue for what I wanted to talk about, good. Right? You go from the parade up to Blonsey's. There's a big car show called yeah. Big or Small, Save Them All. It's for Breast Cancer Awareness uh-huh. Month, right?
Love it. Great.
There was an employee at Blonsey's some years ago that this – I don't – think it's in memory of, but it's, you know, commemorates.
Yes. Oh, good.
So, yeah, big car show, and Black Cat X is playing there, too.
Oh, cool.
But it is that morning. It's a 10 o'clock start, possibly 11, but it all depends. We're going to have Melissa in to talk about that mm-hmm. Sometime during the next week. But so the one thing I've been hammering about London Bridge Days, the parade itself, mm-hmm. it's still free, correct?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
All free.
You bet.
Free to everybody.
Where did that rumor start that it wasn't?
It wasn't.
Oh, really?
A small error was made, which is how Sean and DSM
right.
became involved. It was perhaps erroneously felt that it could be commercial. And
perhaps erroneously? that's one way to put it.
Well, that's why we're here.
So is the original owner of that name, that brand, it was Jim Day, correct?
No, that's sort of unknown. Who actually,
really?
Jim Day, who is part of DSM for this event. Fortunately, we had guns and pressed him into service.
Oh, you did! But, yeah. You had guns.
We brought him,
nice.
We brought him out.
You mean
of retirement.
Richie had guns?
Yeah. Yes.
And there you go.
Yeah, we brought our security mm-hmm. army out to get him. But Jim has been the major producer of the event for 27 years.
But he's involved directly now.
Directly.
Again.
Oh, yes. He is the main dude for the parade, as
right.
he always has been. And he was not last year. And we've already – there was a significant decline in the participants last year.
Oh.
And that brought about the city's concern – to preserve this quality of life event, and that brought about Sean's concern.
I thought
and
it was
hence
because
we got
of
together.
Me. Well, I thought it was because of me. I was holding a banner.
I was pointing at you the whole time. Wow. Like, this is how it happened.
This must be why, right? No, I actually didn't see a difference, but I was way in the back.
Yeah.
So
yeah. we said immediately it's got to be free.
Absolutely.
It's got to be free. This is... Yep. This is because you live in Havasu. This
community celebration. Yeah. We're not asking a dime
so
on you.
So who's the point of contact as far as – is it you or Jim or both as far as if people want more information or want to enter their organization into the parade?
LondonBridgeDays.com is the website, plus, of course, the Go Like Havasu.
So basically we gave you two avenues. Yeah, we've got the application
nice.
On both points, you know, and we're both broadcasting and collaborating our marketing efforts. So either LondonBridgeDaysParade.com or GoLakeHavasu.com.
Unfortunately, you're too late to enter.
Yep.
We shut off. Entries.
No more entries.
No more entries.
Well, let me just clarify. We are taking entries for 2026.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sure.
It goes on there right now. You bet.
Well said.
Early bird.
Well
early
said.
Bird.
I haven't seen the entry list, but I would imagine it's pretty complete then, hopefully, right?
Well, it's yes. You can't produce a parade and keep adding to it. It's got to be
I understand.
Planned slightly. Mm-hmm. And as you then, if you take late entries, the only thing you can do is put them at the back.
Right.
What you just described was the old Laughlin River Days Parade. I'm not even kidding. We had soapbox derby, all kinds of stuff during Laughlin River Days back in the day.
Sure.
Like a sanctioned.
All piecemeal together at the end.
Just
like you're saying. Yeah, I can see
you know,
it.
Soapbox derby. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And that's a lot of work. Yeah. So I can only imagine what kind of work you guys are going through.
And it's interesting. It's been a lot of fun working with Jim and team on the DSM. SM side, just watching how they manage and coordinate the recipients and how they're laying out the scheduling kind of facilitating the live stream, and from us the promotional aspect. You know, I mean, now that we're past IJSBA, that's going to be our focal point for the next couple weeks leading up to First Friday and
got
into the season. So
cool. Hey, you know, we have a rat problem here, right?
Is that right?
Let's hear
all about it.
We do right now. It's rat, lack of communication. One of my favorite rat tunes, anyway. Jim Russell, thanks for being here.
Pleasure as always.
All right, and as always, Sean Buckley, thanks for being here.
Paul, it's my pleasure. Man. See you again next month.
I know it's not docking, but...
Oh, it's rat.
I'm picking
it's a qualifier we'll
for
take
this
it.
Part, right? It's a lack of communication.
That's right.
We don't have that in this business.
Not
this
in this
radio.
Room.
We
not
communicate.
In this room we don't. That's right.
All right. Didn't get Dan Del Santos, but I can guarantee you he's probably going to ask me for a make good, right?
Better.
Thanks, guys, for being here.
Appreciate it, Paul.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us for a final shot. No, Marissa, they are not glam metal. These guys are like the bad boys of metal right here. Rat, they would get in brawls. And anyway, Jim's going, what's a rat, right?
Yeah.
That's why I said there's a rat problem. The band's called Rat. So, all right, Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! You didn't say boom, Marissa. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow. And then Brian Springberg, everyone's asking me, is Brian coming? Oh, I don't care what that liberal AI search engine says. I don't care. All right. So anyway, Brian Springberg will be back this Thursday. And Jim Russell, thanks for all your input on the show.
Pleasure as always.
All right. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.